Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dan, before we get into more politics, Dan Schaefer, my special guest this afternoon, he usually joins me Tuesdays at 2:30 for the State Slate and Dan Schaefer. But today, it's Wisconsin Wednesday. We had the budget address, so we're doing it today. Before we get back to the politics, how excited are you, Dan, that spring training is well underway? Well underway.
It's such a great, it's hope, right? It's yes, having the fact that there is
will
spring
arrive.
Training out there. And day like today, there where it's sub-zero around the state and frigid here in Milwaukee, it's nice to be able to think ahead to getting down to the ballpark in a couple of months here.
I can tell you what I'm going to be doing this Saturday, and that is watching the Brewers play the Cincinnati Reds. And if I can't get it on TV, because who knows what the heck network app or whatever it's on, I will listen to it on one of Civic Media's affiliates. We're going to have it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and WBZH in Hayward. So if you're a big Brewers fan like me, you can check that out. Their first spring training game coming up this Saturday. What fun. My dad, as you well know, big baseball player since he was basically old enough to walk. And though the man is now into his 80s, he still will yearn for pitcher and catcher reporting in about mid-February because it was so ingrained into his biological annual calendar clock. So, Dad, if you're listening, take heart, my friends. The games start on Saturday. Sorry for the digression, Dan, but I just it's exciting. It's coming up.
It's a good reminder to me. I play softball around Milwaukee. It's a reminder to me. I gotta find my team this year. I gotta get things going for softball. So
listen, if you need a sub every once in a while, Dan, I'm on at least one other team, but I'm always willing to shag a few balls in the outfield. Mean first base, used to play third, but maybe not so quick anymore. And I can park one out into left fairly well. My problem is the early swing. But again, substituting, always here to help.
There you go.
We got two other things I want to get to with you, Dan, this afternoon. First are the primary results from the superintendent of public instruction race, contested primary, kind of a novelty. Tell me what the results were and what you're seeing from those results.
Yeah, so that was, of all of the races happening across the state for the spring primary, there were a number of referenda, some local offices, mayor, common council, county executive, different places around the state. But the one that was on the ballot statewide was the race for state superintendent. And incumbent Jill Underley advanced to the general election, as expected, with 38% of the vote. And Brittany Kinzer, who is the kind of a Republican-backed candidate, was a former charter school executive and is now an education consultant. She was the other of the two to advance to the general election. She ended up with about 35% of the vote. And then Jeff Wright, the superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, was third with 27% of the vote. So it's going to be Underley, who is endorsed by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, going against Brittany Kinzer, who is backed by the Republican Party of Wisconsin. So, this is once again, much like the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, it is this nonpartisan in name only general election. I thought there would, it could have been kind of an interesting race if you had just Underley and Wright. Once you remove kind of like the ideological, the letter next to your name type of deal. Sometimes I find those a little bit more interesting of debates. But, we're going to have your typical right versus left in this one. And I really do think that there is a chance for Brittany Kinzer to advance and to win this election. I mean, I think, you look at the support that she was able to build. She was a very late entry into that race, but she's raised a ton of money. She's raised three times the amount of any of the other challengers in this race. And obviously the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is very focused on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race as well. And so, it seems like there is some just kind of general frustration with Underley. She's an incumbent that only got 38% of the vote in a primary, but at the same time, would the people who voted for Jeff Wright, who is more of who leans further to the left on many issues, would his supporters turn right around and vote for Underly. I think that is
they had damn well better. I mean, like, let me be really clear here. You have basically you're electing a fox to watch the hen house in Brittany Kinzer. I mean, the idea that you would have a charter school exec who is now some sort of vague notion of an educational consultant. I mean, what the hell even is that? But that to me, one of the great crises in our public education system is a funding and outcomes crisis. Right? How do we continue to adequately fund schools and respond to the very human, very natural question that I hear from so many people when it comes to any public school system is, well, if we're spending more money, are the outcomes improving? That leaves out all of the nuances, the challenges of kids' mental health issues, generalized healthcare, all of these things. But at base, someone who does not have first and foremost in their agenda, how do we have adequate funding for public schools and how do we help improve outcomes and having the ability to talk very plainly about those things? I don't trust Brittany Kinzer as far as I can throw her when it comes to that, because if you haven't run a public school system, it's just a massive undertaking and somewhat, again, leaning right at a time when Donald Trump is going to try to dismantle all of the federal grant systems that funnel through the federal Department of Education into local school districts. So, to me, seems like an absolutely horrifying idea for anyone that has a child anywhere in any public school system in the state, and especially if your child happens to need an individualized education program because they have either behavioral, mental health, or other learning needs. Shocking and scary. Dan, we've got just under a minute left. I wanted you to give me your hot take on Brad Schimmel, candidate for the Supreme Court, sitting down with former Judge Derek Mosley at Marquette University. It was interesting.
I was able to attend this one. It's, you know, it's less of an interview and more of just kind of a get to know you type of public event. They're having another one with Susan Crawford in the coming weeks as well. But, you know, I think Schimmel just more generally, it was just talking a lot about his background and talking about, you know, just kind of his biography. And then when it was opened up to audience questions, that's when he did kind of struggle with a couple questions, notably one on reproductive rights. And he also had this kind of strange comment. I'd be curious your thoughts on where he talked about, you know, just the separation of powers and said the judicial branch was intended to be the weakest of the three.
Dan, we're going to leave that hangout there because I'm going to pick up that topic tomorrow with my special guest host, Tom Paulswitz. Keep it locked, everybody. We got a special edition of Over the Hump and Trump. We talk Berkey after these brief messages.